I'm sure we'll be out there helping people who vote yes on this, who vote no on this, people who voted yes on the Recovery Act, which, by the way, Carl claimed is a failed program. The economy's growing.
2.8 million jobs have been lost
still working because of this.
That's right. Government jobs. Yeah. Government jobs. You promised us that 90% of those jobs would be in the private sector.
David?
And you promised us 4 million jobs.
Okay,
2.8 million have been lost since that bill
was
passed.
Let's get him to respond.
So, no, but listen, you want to talk about the fall elections, okay? We're going to have a great debate, okay? It's going to be about health care reform, and I think that's a debate that we are positioned to win. It's also going to be about, listen, people have a very clear memory about what it was like under Republican leadership, okay? The policies that created huge deficits that devastated the middle class. You've got the leader of the House Republicans.
David is right. David is right that we will have a debate over health care.
Let me finish.
This is a debate that they have lost over the last year.
Carl,
they have
lost this debate over the last year.
Carl, okay. David.
The leader of the House Republicans, who would be the speaker if they won, has been shaking down Wall Street saying, hey, we're the guys trying to protect you. Protect your pay. Who are fighting against banking reform.
This election will be about health care if this bill passes.
We're almost out of time. I want to get both of you to respond to something.
And this is a debate the Democrats have lost.
Okay, I want to get both of you to respond to something. This is a poll came out about what Americans think about the process here. And this is a Kaiser Family Foundation poll about the healthcare, prosecuting health care passed. Only 19% said they believe the process is working as intended. And 73% said the process is broken. Frankly, I think a lot of Americans listening to this debate right here might agree exactly with that 73% who say the process is not working. So my question to you, David, isn't that in some sense an indictment of President Obama since he got elected promising to change this system?
Well, he's trying to. First of all, in almost every poll out there, well over 60% of the American people believe that President Obama is trying to work with the Republicans. The converse is true. Well over 60% of the people believe the Republicans aren't reciprocating. And worse than that, it's not because of principle. They believe it's because of raw, naked politics. So he's trying. He's making his executive branch more transparent, lessening the influence of lobbyists. So he's going to continue to work, by the way, on immigration, on education, on some of the energy ideas. I think we have an opportunity to work in a bipartisan fashion, and he's going to look for that opportunity each and every day.